The TV show Knockout is returning for a third season. It's been considered the American Idol of boxing. The executive producer is in the Red Velvet Cake Studios this morning. Stephen McCarno, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How you doing, man?
I'm great. I can't complain about a thing, man.
Yeah?
I'm happy.
All right.
It's early, but I'm happy.
Hey, boxers have to get up early.
Yeah, and you know what it is to play with pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a good reason why I don't box. I just EB the show. I don't want to get up and run.
So who do you have featured in third season?
We got a lot of great up and coming guys. We got a guy named Ron Johnson. He's 14-1. He'll be on the show. Actually, we just signed up all the boxers. We got a young lady, Marty Canetto. Marty Canetto. Yeah, she's fighting for a belt actually this weekend. So everybody on
and
the show.
She don't have to fight, player. If she don't want to fight, she don't have to fight.
I'm telling her to come over to the J. Anthony Brown show and retire.
Man, she is beautiful, man.
She's beautiful.
She
really
is. Yeah, she's definitely is a looker and she definitely can fight. She's definitely part of the show.
Where's she from?
I think she's from Cali. I don't really know her that well. I met her through the casting process.
Sounds Latina.
Yeah, she's definitely Latina. I met her through the casting process. The WBC helped us cast all the fighters this year.
Any Olympians on the horizon?
I've seen a lot of great Olympians. Floyd Mayweather just signed somebody who looks really good. I forgot the young man's name, but Floyd just signed. I think he found himself a winner.
Let me ask you this. How do you go from the baby business in terms of what diapers and what have you?
Yeah.
Baby diapers. How do you go from that to being an executive producer of a boxing show?
I didn't leave the diaper business. That business. It's really great.
I'm saying in terms of, you know, expanding your business.
No, I've always been in entertainment since 1992. I had my first spinning entertainment. I worked for Island Def Jam. It wasn't Def Jam. It was Polygram at the time. So I worked at Island at the time.
What is the diaper business?
The diaper business, we started in 2004. It's the first and only African-American and Hispanic, because I'm mixed, owned diaper company in the country. Uh-huh. We service the tri-state area in about 1,700 stores.
These
right
diapers
now
fit differently than?
No, not at all. It is great quality at a great price. And we service, you know, people who really, I won't say can't afford, but just not in the tax bracket of Procter & Gamble and Kimberly Clark. It's $20 to buy a pack of diapers. You can buy
$20?
$20.
How many in a pack?
If you buy $20 diapers, I think you get like 40, 45. But for us,
that could be a day of diapers.
but your diapers sell for how much?
$4.99 for 20 diapers.
$4.99?
Yeah, and they're great quality.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And so that whole business and entrepreneurship, that's what, you know, propels you. That's what pushes you into different areas.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, when I started going to the box stores, to the major stores, they said to me I needed to have $1 million in retail advertisements. I would have to come to the Tom Joyner Show or go wherever and buy a lot of time. So I was doing a deal at the time with Mike Tyson when he was coming back. IMP starting his promotional company, so I said, "Let's do a couple of television shows." And everybody thought I was crazy. And now I executive produce two TV shows.
Congratulations, man!
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so this is the third season on.
This is on Fuse this year.
Fuse. Okay.
Yeah, we're on Fuse, and this is the third season on Fuse. It's gonna be a pretty big year, I think. It's gonna be really exciting. It's gonna be a lot. It's going to be a lot of action this year, and it's what J. Anthony Brown said, a lot of beautiful women, a lot of great fighters,
But you know what I want? What? I want some knockouts.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get them.
Okay.
I got guys fighting.
I need knockouts. First round knockouts.
That lady
knockouts
you brought with you is a knockout player. I mean, she definitely is a knockout.
Yeah, it's
because that's what we're missing these days in the fight business. We don't have enough knockouts, if you ask me.
And that's what the show's about, seeing people go straight out.
I can't remember the last time Floyd knocked somebody out.
Floyd, you know, Floyd doesn't knock people out. Floyd just, he's technical.
I want a knockout.
I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to make sure you got it this year.
All right, then.
Okay, go in the ring with Jay. You can get a knockout.
All right, Steve McConnell.
Thank you.
Good luck with that.
Thank you so much.